This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. An Oklahoma woman holding a child sitting on her front porch, fatally shot on Christmas by a neighbor whose target practicing in his backyard blocks away. Cody Wayne Adams trying out a new gun he purchased as a Christmas gift. Authorities allege a stray bullet leaves Adams' yard, strikes Sandra Phelps in her right arm while she's holding the child with her left arm. Adams, 33, arrested on suspicion, first-degree manslaughter. A real Christmas miracle, the baby not hit. Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy Sandra Phelps, a five-time cancer survivor who spent years cheating death, was taken out by a single Christmas bullet while cradling that infant grandchild on a holiday afternoon. Sandy, or Nanny as she was known, was relaxing on a covered porch around 3:15 p.m. in the Meridian area, about 90 miles southwest of Oklahoma City, when the crack of gunfire began echoing from the north. Witnesses say Sandra remained eerily calm, even joking with her family as the shots rang out, saying, quote, "Someone got a new gun for Christmas," end quote, unaware that the weapon was currently being aimed in her direction. Moments later, the grandmother let out a simple heartbreaking ouch and collapsed into the love seat. First responders found a scene of absolute horror. Sandra had been struck by a high-caliber round that tore through her upper right arm and steep downward angles before burying itself deep into her chest. She was pronounced dead on the spot, still clutching that infant she'd been protecting just minutes prior. One of her granddaughters spoke to ABC 5 News.
She was a loving woman. She loved and cared for everybody.
The trail of blood led deputies nearly a third of a mile away to the backyard of 33-year-old Cody Adams. He admitted to cops he got a Glock 45 caliber handgun for Christmas and was just testing it out by taking pot shots at a Red Bull can that was on the ground. Investigators found a graveyard of spent casings on Adams' deck and noted a terrifying fact. From his shooting direction, the emergency lights flashing at Sandra's home were visible in a direct, unobstructed line of fire. Adams reportedly broke down in tears, muttering, "I'm sorry," after a deputy told him his target practice had claimed a life. With no backstop to catch the heavy 45 caliber slugs, the bullets were just free to whistle through the residential neighborhood. Adams is now charged with first-degree manslaughter for his conscious disregard for human life. Currently out on bond, he is slated to face the music at a preliminary hearing on February 26th. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories on Fox One and YouTube, and follow the Crime Alert hourly update wherever you listen to podcasts. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A cold-blooded killer allegedly turned a New Year's Eve reunion into a slaughter, stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death before playing the role of a worried lover to buy himself enough time to flee the continent. Nikitha Godishala, a 27-year-old Rising Star data analyst, was found brutally murdered inside the Columbia apartment of Arjun Sharma, 26, just hours after the suspect called police to report her missing in a diabolical attempt to cover his tracks. Seth Hoffman with the Howard County Police spoke to Fox 5 DC.
Her life was taken, you know, before it really even started. So it's certainly a tragic instance, especially by somebody she knew and had a relationship with.
The carnage unfolded shortly after 7 p.m. on December 31st at Sharma's residence in the 10,100 block of Twin Rivers Road. Detectives believe Sharma unleashed a savage knife attack, leaving the ambitious professional dead from multiple stab wounds. 2 days later, in a move police call purely premeditated, Sharma walked into Howard County headquarters to file a bogus missing person report, claiming he hadn't seen Nikitha since the holiday. While cops began their search, Sharma was already racing to Dulles International Airport, boarding a one-way flight to India. The charade collapsed on January 3rd when officers broke into Sharma's apartment and discovered Nikitha's hidden, mutilated body. An international dragnet involving the FBI and Interpol was immediately launched, and by January 5th, Sharma was reportedly cornered and arrested by Indian authorities. The motive may be as greedy as it was gruesome. Nikitha's devastated dad revealed his daughter had loaned the suspect a large sum of money and was demanding repayment. Howard County police are now working the red tape to extradite the suspect back to Maryland to face first-degree murder charges. And finally, talk about not being par for the course. A manhunt took a terrible turn when a wanted suspect attempted to dodge the law on a set of wheels better suited for a birdie than a breakout. Officers tracked the unidentified fugitive to a local golf course, but instead of surrendering, the suspect hopped into a golf cart and floored it into the rough. Not to be outdriven, Sandy Springs police swiped their own carts to launch a high-stakes, low-speed pursuit across the greens, and it was caught on body cam.
Stop the cart, man.
Stop the cart. Stop the cart. Get out of the cart.
Sandy Springs police.
Get out of the cart. Hands up. Hands up. Turn around.
You have warrants for your arrest.
The 12-mile-per-hour fast and furious chase ended with the suspect in cuffs after he realized he was officially out of bounds. The department has since unveiled their fairway unit, complete with a spiritually prepared push bumper for future pit maneuvers. It's a stroke of genius that proves running from the cops is never a hole-in-one. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.